This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with author Ann Na. She will be speaking on the University of Arkansas campus tomorrow. Plus, in the latest installment of our monthly Spaces series, we go behind the scenes at KNWA.
We'll also pay a visit to a tree farm in Springdale and more. But first, while the Arkansas Department of Human Services says its budget plan projects savings because of the private option, the department does not have a backup in case funding for the state's Medicaid expansion plan is rejected by the legislature. In advance of next month's fiscal session, the Joint Budget Committee met yesterday. Jonathan Gober of the Bureau of Legislative Research testified that in areas such as mental health services, the DHS is projected to save money with the private option. That drew questions from Democratic Senator Linda Chesterfield.
You alluded to the fact that there were some savings that were directly related to the Affordable Care Act. Did I misunderstand that?
That is true. There is an estimated overall savings for fiscal year 15, I believe, of $89 million, and this is one of the divisions and appropriations that there is estimated savings of approximately $7.1 million.
Chesterfield went on to say funding for the private option was on life support because of the political climate in the state. Republican Representative Charlotte Douglas asked DHS Director John Selig about the accuracy of Division of Behavioral Health savings projections.
So when you're giving these projections, you're just saying we feel like we're going to save by 50%.
Yes, ma'am. We try to project conservatively. Mm-hmm. So our belief is that it will be more than that, mm-hmm. but we felt like, to be on the safe side, that we shouldn't take more than half of the indigent care funds back at this point.
But you're not looking at real numbers.
We will at some point. We just don't have them yet.
Selig said the Division of Behavioral Health normally operates with a $14 million budget, half of which will be funded federally through the private option legislation.
While state legislators decide on whether to continue the private option, a new poll of more than 500 likely Arkansas voters shows that nearly half of those surveyed believe the private option should continue. The survey was conducted by Talk Business Arkansas and Hendricks College. 32% of those polled said the private option should end, but as Jay Barth, a political science professor at Hendricks, noted, 20% of survey respondents said they don't know whether the program should continue or be terminated.
Republican voters are actually a little more likely to say that they don't know, and I think that reflects the division that we've seen in the Republican Party leadership on this issue, is that Democrats have been very united on this issue from the beginning, but Republicans have been a little more conflicted, and that shows in the survey.
Republican lawmakers crafted the private option last year, but it only narrowly passed. The program is expected to face a tougher fight this year for its continued funding.
In a few months, Crawford County voters will be asked to decide on a sales tax increase that would provide funding for a new county jail. At its meeting earlier this week, the Crawford County Quorum Court agreed to pursue a 0.5% increase to the county sales tax. That increase would entail a 0.25-cent sales tax hike to pay for construction of the jail, as well as a 0.25-cent increase that would pay for operations of the facility once it's built. County Judge John Hall says the county is in dire need of a new facility to house detainees.
Our jail is 25 years old. It's outdated. We've had some problems with even being certified with the state, and we've also run out of room, and it's overcrowded. It's got lots of problems, and we're just going to go build a new one and try to and make it three times as large, and it'll meet all the state standards, and it'll be certified, and we will be able to handle our own people here in the county. Right now, we've got a great big portion of them in other people's jails.
And that includes some detainees being held in the Washington County Detention Center. Though county voters have thrice rejected similar proposed sales tax increases, Hall is encouraged by the recent success of a similar sales tax vote in Yell County.
We're doing something a little different. We're going to put this thing on the primary election ballot, which will let everybody that comes to vote in the primary election will have an opportunity to vote for or against this thing. So this is not going to be a special election where just a certain, the beginners come out or the four people come out. This is going to be on a general election ballot where you will have thousands of people will come to vote, and when they're voting, they'll also be voting on this issue. So it's a little different approach, and we're going to see what happens.
The Quorum Court will formally approve the sales tax issue next month. The primary election and vote on the sales tax issue will be held Tuesday, May 20th. The county currently levies a 1% sales tax, which has been in effect for more than a decade.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel yesterday announced that a Massachusetts real estate company is being ordered to pay reparations to the Arkansas Public Employee Retirement System. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox granted the Attorney General's default judgment against National Timber Partners, LLC, for breach of contract. Judge Fox found that the company failed to meet its financial obligation to the retirement system as required in an October 2012 contract in which the real estate concern pledged to buy the retirement system's interest in an investment fund for $110 million. Fox ordered National Timber Partners to repay the remaining amount due to the retirement system at the time that the breach of contract occurred, or $16.5 million, plus more than $500,000 in pre-judgment interest.
A longtime former faculty member at the U of A in Fayetteville has died. Walter Lee Brown, professor emeritus of history and editor of the Arkansas Historical Quarterly, died Friday in Fayetteville. Brown was a member of this history faculty in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences from 1954 to 1990, and he served as editor of the Arkansas Historical Quarterly from 1958 to 1990. Brown also authored the definitive biography of Albert Pike, and in the spring of 2009, the U of A dedicated the Walter L. Brown Foyer in Old Main. He was 89 years old.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 9 degrees with a wind chill as low as 7 degrees below zero in northwest Arkansas, and a low of 19 with a wind chill as low as 7 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 20 and a wind chill as low as negative 8 degrees in northwest Arkansas, and a high of 27 with a wind chill as low as 6 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect mostly clear skies with light variable winds and lows from 4 in northwest Arkansas to 11 in the Arkansas River Valley.